Okay, so let's get into Sefer Nehemiah Perek Tes. This perek is a continuation of the previous one where there was a great celebration, a great tshuva movement, the inspiration, the elder Ezra came out, by the way, I gave the shiur yesterday about Ezra. It was really his yard site on the 10th of Teves. This parak describes that after Yantif, they all fasted because they all wanted to improve their behavior. And the Leviim get up, and the Leviim give a long speech. And part of that speech we say every morning in Vayevarach David, Vacharosimu Abris. They go through Jewish history, how Hashem took us out, Hashem was amazing to us, and Kriyas Yamsuf, Yisiz Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Maimar Har Sinai, and the Mon, and the Ananim, and we rebelled, and we did an Egel, and we did things, and Hashem had Rachmanis on us, and back and forth, and back and forth. It goes through a little Jewish history. That's what this parak is all about, and it is meant to inspire and motivate all of the Am to do better, to recognize that even though it's not a full Beis HaMikdash, it is a Beis HaMikdash, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be close to Him, to do everything that we can, to be able to fulfill everything that we have to do. And towards the end of the parak, also the Leviim say, remember all the tzaras that Am Yisrael has been through. Remember all the tzaras and let that stand for them as well. So here we go. Ubiyom Esrim Va'arba L'Chodesh Hazeh, on the 24th day of this month. 24th day is the day after Yantif, right? The day after Isruchag. The Yerushalmi and Avodah Zarah says that you can't, why was it not on Isruchag the day after Yantif this fast? Because Isruchag also is a extension, what the Yerushalmi calls Birya Demoadaya. It's like a Birya, it's an extension of the Moed, like the Ramah writes in the beginning of Hilchos Pesach, that there's an Isur Tainus, and there's one should be Marbe Besuda on Isruchag. So that's why they waited. They didn't do this on Isruchag because it was a continuation of the Yantif, they waited until the next day. But it's pointed out that Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Yutes seems to say no, this was the day after Isruchag, the day after Yantif. But what is Isruchag? Because, as we said in the last parak, Elul was Meubar. That's why Rosh Hashanah was an extra day. And really, the 24th was the day after Yantif. Okay, either way, so on the 24th day of the month, Nesvu B'nai Yisrael, all the Jews get together, right? They're called B'nai Yisrael, Rabbi Schwab points out here, because they've been inspired. They're not called B'nai Shevi anymore. They're not called B'nai Hagola. They're just called B'nai Yisrael. They come together, B'tzom, U'B'sakim, fasting and sackcloth, va'adama aleim, and adama and earth on them. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud Zayin talks about the importance and the relevance of a tainus. The Gemara says, Rav Sheshes, ki av yaseh betanisa, whenever Rav Sheshes used to fast, basu damatzli amar hachi, at the end of his tefillah, he used to say the following, ribona olamim, and this is in the Siddur, if somebody accepts upon themselves a fast day. Galuvi adua bezman she Beis HaMikdash kayem, it's known during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, adam chotei betainis, v'nisma, adam chotei makrav karbon, vei makrivim imenu alachel bovadamo, umis kaprelo, person used to sin, makrav karbon, and he used to get kapara. V'yachshav yashavti b'tainis, v'nismait chelbi v'dami. Now, instead of the karban, chel v'dam, my chel v'dam were minimized through the fasting. Yirasam lefanecha sheyechelvi v'dami shenismait ki'ilu hikraftiv lefanecha al gavi amizbeach ki'ilu as I was makriv my chel v'dam v'tirtzeni, and I should find favor in your eyes. That's its home. That's what its home is about, and that's what they did here for tshuva. Maybe this is one of the earlier sources of Tainus Bahab about fasting after Yantif, even though that is more about what happened on Yantif. This is just in general what was happening in their lives. Vayibadlu Zera Yisrael Mikol B'nei Nechar. And the Zera Yisrael has separated, right? Maybe there was intermarriage again, and now they separated. Vayamdu Vayisvadu Al Chatoseim. They stood up and they did vidui, va'avonos avoseim, on the sins of their forefathers and the sins of their all the generations. Interesting halacha that we learn that from this pasuk. Va'yamdu, they stood up and they did vidui, right? We know vidui has to be said standing up. It's a question, can you be leaning, right, on a shtender? But that's the Shulchan Aruch in Tafresh Zayin Siv Gimel. Tzarech lezvados me'umad, v'yafilu kishem alei mishliach tzibur, huvesad ekfar, tzarech lambod. Wanted to say vidui standing. Why? Mishnah Berurah, t'achi avi derech achna tfei, umizvada b'leif shalem. This is derech of humility. You should be leaning on something, bent, but not leaning on something. So that's v'yamdu. And they stood up and they did vidui, vayakum, which is obviously a major part of the tshuva process, as the Rambam emphasizes. Vayakumu al amdam, and they stood up. They didn't move. They were there all day. Vayikru b'sefer Torah Hashem Elokeim. They all read from their Torahs. Lachara, not from their own Torah, not from the Torah that Ezra read from, but they all had Torahs. Revias Hayom for part of the day, for a quarter of the day. Urevias, and this is the second part of the day. Urevias Misvadim Umishtachvim Lashem Elokeim. And in the last quarter, they were Misvade, and they did Shuva. Right? This is also quoted based on the Gemara, but also in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Tainus, when they have public fast days. The end of Simin Tav Kuf Ayin Vav. The Shulchan Aruch says, B'chol Yom Tainus Shegozim Alatzibra B'nei Atzaris, on all the days that they were gozer, Bezdin V'hazakenim Yoshvim B'beis HaKnesses, Ubot Kima Masi Anshi Ha'ir, Me'achar Tfilah Shachar Zadchatzi Ayom. The first half of the day, the Bezdin and the Zakenim sit and try to figure out in what areas could the community improve. And they figure out how to remove the mechsholim. Umasirin, vidarshin, vichokrim, albale chamas, vaaveros, mafrishinosam. If somebody's doing something wrong, they tell them. They put out the announcements. Vialbali zro, mashpilimosam, vichayosi bidram elus. The first half of the day, they're doing cheshbon and nefesh. Umechati ayom vala erev, revia hayom. But the second half of the day, in the last quarter, koran bataro, maftirin benavi. Urevia hayom haachron, mispalin mincha, umasriim, umisvadim, vizoakim, kificocham. And they string and they cry, and that's exactly what this pasuk says. That is the last part of the day they lay from the Torahs, and they did the vidui, and they bowed. Vayakam amale alavim, and then what happens? The levim got up on a platform, maybe on the steps. Yeshua, ubani, kadmiel, shvanya, buni, sherevia, bani, kanani, all these levim, vayizaku b'kol gadol. And they called out, "B'kol gadol Hashem Elokeim." What they scream out, what they cry out. So this is the pasuk that the Gemara says in two places that they cried out. What were they crying out for? Hashem, please help us with our Yetzahara for Avodah Zarah. The Gemara darshins in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Dalid, on this pasuk, "Vayizaku b'kol gadol." And Rashi says there in Sanhedrin, "Anshe Knesset Agadola." El Hashem Elokeim, my Amor, Amor of Yudavitim Rav Yonasan, Baya Baya, woe to us, Hainu, this Yetzahara for Avodah Zarah, Da'achriva Lebeisei, destroyed our house, the Kalya Lehechel, and burned the Hechel, V'katzlinu Lesadike, and caused so many people to die, V'aglinu Yisrael Me'arayu, and caused us to go into exile, V'yakdainu Merakid Beinon, could you do something, could you do that, and they davened, and that's the story that we mentioned in the past, that is known that they fasted for 3 days and a petek and defer from Shemayim that it's going to be removed. Nafak Aguria, a fiery lion went out of the Kodesh Kodashim. They said this is the Yisrael for Avodah Zarah, and they locked it up and there was no more. But it comes from this pasuk of Vayitzaku Vayizaku B'kol Gadol. The Gemara continues and says they tried to get rid of the Yisrael for Arias, but that didn't work out because no eggs were laid, v'chulu, and you need some reproduction in that area, so they just weakened it. They weakened it enough not to have taiva for krovim, as the Gemara says. But either way, this pasuk, v'yizaku b'kol gadol, v'yomru ha-levi'im, and then the levi'im again, Yeshua, he was also on the first list, v'kadmiel, ubani, chashavnaya, a couple of differences, chashavnaya, sherevya, hodaya, shvanya, psach, yikumu, baruch ha-shem al-kechem, they said, get up everybody, bless Hashem, min ha-olam v'ad ha-olam. Give a bracha min ha'olam va'ad ha'olam. Right, this is not the bracha that was normally said. Bracha Hashem Elokeinu Melech ha'olam. But the Gemara says in the Beis HaMikdash, in Ezra, in Meida Takana, right, bracha samakimel, that you say min ha'olam va'ad ha'olam. Because there were those that said that Kadosh Baruch Hu is only in this olam and not in the next olam. So then they made the bracha min ha'olam va'ad ha'olam. Vivarchu shem kvodecha. And they said that we should bless Hashem, talking to the Shekhinah, so to speak. Your shame covet should be blessed. Umaromam al kol brachu tehila. And it's raised above any bracha. What does that mean, raised above? Rashi quotes, it's impossible to really praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Totally. Says Rashi, She'ein birya yecholo levarchu ulehalolo lefi gadlo v'mamuso. It's impossible. Shumurumam v'nisais, he's above. Yoser ma she'ein hapeh yecholo daber. More than any mouth could say, it's impossible. Right, that's emphasized Rav Soloveitchik very often in his writings, talks about this idea that it's impossible to ultimately praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the most appropriate way, that's illustrated by the Gemara in Brachas Daf Lama Gimel, where the Gemara talks about Tahud Nachas Kamei Derabba. There was one that there was somebody who went to daven in Rabba's shul, and then a couple lines later, Tahud Nachas Kamei Derabbi Chanina. That's the one that's important for us. Omar, the person starts saying the Amida in Rabbi Chanina's shul. He says, Akel Agadol Agira VaNora. And then he adds on a couple more adjectives. Ha'adir va'azuz v'ha'yarui v'ha'chazak v'ha'amitz v'ha'vadeh v'ha'nechbad. Hint of what the siyam, Rabbi Chanina didn't interrupt him in the middle. He waited till he finished. Ki siyam, when he finished, Amar lei siyam tinuk l'kuli shivchei demarech. He says, did you finish? You got it all? Now you add on those adjectives? Now you really praised Hashem? Lomali kulehai. Why are you adding those? Anan hani tlas da amrinan. The three that we say. Hagadol hagibra v'anora. Ilav da amrinan Moshe Rabbeinu baraisa. Had Moshe Rabbeinu not said it in Parshas Ekev. V'yatzo ashekenes hagadola. V'tarkinu betfila. And the ashekenes hagadola were misaki to say it in tfila. Lo havinin yichol lamemelahu. We wouldn't be able to say it. The matir is Moshe said it. And you want to add on? It's like a human king. He has thousands of golden coins. But look at Nayulo. We don't have enough words. We don't have enough words. And therefore, it's impossible to even start. Right, Rav Soloveitchik said, maybe that's one of the messages of Shofar. On Rosh Hashanah, there's a tefillah without words. There are many rayas that Shofar is a form of tefillah. Tefillah without words, as if to say we can never finish. So it's dot, dot, dot. After we dot, 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 we can never finish. That's why we say Alinu L'Shabeach, says Rav Soloveitchik, before we leave davening, before we leave shul. Isn't it unusual? Alinu L'Shabeach, Adonai Kol. Shouldn't that be the first tefillah we say? Alinu L'Shabeach, we have to praise you. Why do we say that before we leave? So the answer is because when we leave, we realize we're not finished. It's not like, okay, now we're done. We praised enough. We asked enough. We said enough. No. So we just declare that, you know, we're human beings. But really, Aleinu L'Shabeach, L'Adon HaKol, we should keep going. He says maybe that's why there's a minhag of saying Adon Olam and Yigdal at the end of the davening, because it's Ke'ilu, we have to start again. Ke'ilu, we have to start again. Once heard also that every language, in whatever they're used to, whatever they're into, they have a lot of words for it. Eskimos have many words that mean snow. Italians have many words that mean pasta. French have many words that mean love. Jews have many words that praise God. Yishtabach, Yishbar, Yisramam, Yisaseh, Yishadar, Yishalav, Yishalal. They're all different. They're all a little bit differently. But it's all about praising Hashem. But it's still not enough, because Hashem ultimately is Umiromam al kol bracha utehila. Some tfilos have this pasuk in it, but of course everyone has the following psukim generally coming up. Atahu Hashem levadecha. You are Hashem. You are unique and alone. Ata asisa es hashemayim, shemei hashemayim. The Mishnah Zohar points out maybe this levadecha is talking about even before Briyas HaOlam, because it says you are alone, and then it says ata asisa es hashemayim, shemei hashemayim. Like Adon Olam. V'terem kol yitzir nevra, before. V'chol tzvam aretz v'chol asher aleha, you created everything. Hayamim v'chol asher bohem, v'ata machayeh es kulam. Right? And you are machayeh every single second. You are machadish b'chol yom tamid, you're machayeh es kulam, as we know the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, every single moment, right? If there's a moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides not to, give chiyus to the world, then it would stop. It would stop, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Vim yala ladash yino matzui ein davar acher yochol hi matzot." Vim yala ladash ein kol anemsoim milvado mitzuyim v'hu levado ye matzui. This is the Rambam, beginning of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. Shekol HaNimsoyim Tzrichim Lo. All creations need him. V'hu Baruch Hu Eino Tzarech Lahem. V'lo Le'echad Mehem. He doesn't need us. L'fichach Ein Amituso Ka'amitas Echad Mehem. Right? It is different. We can't fathom it. But that's V'atam Achayez Kulam. U'tzva Shemayim L'chomish Tachavim. And they, all the constellations, they bow down to you. Pashtus, they're servants, right? Don't serve them. They're servants to you. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, that's how the Aleph says that maybe that's what the sun does when it sets in the west. It's bowing to Hashem. Atahu Hashem Elokim Asher Bachar to be Avram. You are God who chose Avram. Why did it say Avram, not Avraham? Because it's describing what was. At the time that he chose him, he was still Avram. V'otseso me'ur kastim, you took him out of Ur kastim, v'samta shemo Avraham, and you made him Avraham, Av, over all the nations. The Igret Kala, the B'nai Yisachar's commentary in Parshas Noach, at the end, he talks about why Ur kastim is only alluded to in this pasuk right here, but it's nowhere in the Torah. Why doesn't Hashem describe in Torah Shebichsav the whole story of Ur kastim? So he said many answers given to the question. His suggestion is that, so it doesn't look like Hakaras HaTov. Avram believed in Hashem because Hashem saved him from Ur kastim, obviously. No. HaKadosh Baruch Avram Avinu loved him, period. Milas Avinu Avram, Sha'ava, Sha'ava, Sha'ashem Yisparach, Fa'asa Ritzono, B'chol Inyanav, Ikimavur Lefaneinu, Achar Kach, Patar Aseinu, Lo Haya Avur She'etzilu Mekif Shana Eish, Ve'etzil Es Nafsho, Rak Begin De'ihu Ravish Shalit, Ikar V'sharsha, D'chol Alman, Fu Etzem Achiyas, because he connected to him. That's why. Because Avram Avinu needed to be connected to Hashem. and that's why he's not mentioned in Torah Shabbat Saf. Again, just one suggestion. Umatzasa es levavo nam alafanecha. You found his heart nam on in front of you. Right? All the nisyonos, the Malbim says. The Meshechachma says in Parsha Zosar Bracha, he quotes the Yerushalmi that says, Avram Avinu, he used his Yetzer Hara to serve Hashem. David killed his Yetzer Hara to serve Hashem. The Meshechachma there talks about the difference between intellectual challenges and taiva challenges. Taiva challenges, you just got to kill the Yetzer Hara. That's what David did. Avraham Avinu was involved in the intellectual challenges. So he had to channel all of the philosophical arguments to prove HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Charos Imo Abris. And Hashem made a covenant with Avram. Laseis pashtus. This means the covenant of Eretz Yisrael. Laseis eres a Kanani, Achiti, Ha'emori, Ha'prisi, Ha'busi, Ha'gagashi. Laseis azaro to give it to his children. V'atakam etavarecha gitzadek ata, and you fulfilled your word. The Yalkut says on v'charos imo. What is imo? Avram Avinu was about to do bris mila, and he was having trouble. Hashem says, I'll hold the knife with you. The Charosi Mohabris. He gave him a bris with him. Vateiras Ani Avosinim in Mitzrayim. And you saw the Oni, the difficulty in Mitzrayim. Ve'esakasim Shemad al Yamsuf. He saw what happened in Mitzrayim. He heard what was going on at Yamsuf. Interesting difference. Vatitin osos umopsim befaro uvachol avada v'chol amarso. He did all the wonders, the makos. Ki adata ki ezidu aleihem. Because you knew they were mazed. I'll pi the Ramban in Bereishis, in Perek Tezvav. It's not just a fulfillment of the Bris Ben Avasarim. Like the Rambam asks in Hilchos Shuvah, why would they punish the Egyptians? They were doing what they were supposed to do. They went above and beyond, says the Ramban. Hezidu aleihem. Vatastach Hashem kayom hazeh. And that's why you make a shame for them, kayom hazeh, like today. What's that? The Mishmar Zosav says, maybe it's alluding to that Ramban in Parshas Bo, that all nisim v'niflos are there to be megala, that even when there aren't nisim in this teva, it's all Hashem. So Vatasach Hashem, you did shame, you did nisim then, kayom hazeh, to prove today, even when there aren't any nisim. Vayam bakatu lefneim, you split the sea, vayavar b'sachayam b'yabasha, they went in the dry land. I'm not going to read all the psukim. Uva amud anan hinchisam yomam, uva amud eish laila la ilam, you had the amud anan, you had the amud ha'esh, you went down on Harsina v'daber imahem mishamayim. You spoke to us, as the Gemara emphasizes, as the Pasuk says, panim upanim. The Rambam emphasizes this in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah in Paraches. Hashem spoke to us. Period. Right. The only type of divine revelation that is described in any history of any religion. The Rambam says, "Behaminu bo b'maimed Har Sinai she'enenu ro v'lozar v'aznenu shamu v'lo acher ha'esh v'akolos v'halapidim." Right? We experienced it. We experienced it. Hashem, you came down. Vatitin lahem mishpatim yisharim v'toras emes chukim u'mitzvos. Each of these refer to something. You gave us all the different laws. V'shabbos kachacha hodata lahem. Shabbos is singled out. Right? You gave them Shabbos. The Eben Ezra here says, "What's the uniqueness of Shabbos?" Nechbedes b'menucha v'toseches seichel. Some spiritual power. Interesting. That's what the Shita Mekubetza says in Beitza Daf Tezayin to describe the Neshama Yisera. And that's what the Eben Ezra says on Chumash. But if you look in Rashi, in Beitza, what's the Neshama Yisera? You can eat a lot on Shabbos and you don't get sick. There's special taste in the food. Rashi says, Neshama Yisera, rochav lev l'menucha v'lesimcha v'lios posuach l'rvacha v'yocha v'yishte. The ein nafsho katze elav, right? You eat and drink, ein nafsho katze elav. V'lechem yishalayim nathadol am l'ravam, and you gave them man. Again, remember, this is the Levim talking to Am Yisrael. Umayim yiselo tzeizolayim, you gave them man. Remember what Hashem did for us. The man and water, and you gave us Eretz Yisrael. V'heim v'avoseinu, and now starts Pasuk Dezayin. Hezidu. And we messed up. That's the Meraglim. Vayikshu v'akshu arpam v'loshamu al mitzvosecha. We didn't listen. Vayamanu lishmoa. They didn't want to listen. Vayakshu arpam. We were kshei oref, which sometimes is a good thing, but often is not. Vayitnu rosh lashuv la'avdusam b'miriam. They even wanted to go back, possibly. And the ata elokas slichos. Again, a lot of these are in various parts of slichos and v'hurachim and davening. Elokas slichos chan v'racham erachapayim rev chesed. But lo azavtam, he didn't leave them. Afki yosulem egel masecha, even after the egel. And we said, right, Eile Elohecha Yisrael still v'yatah b'rachamecha rabim, through your great rachmanis. The Mishmar Zosav quotes Rav Gershon Edelstein. It's not just rachmanis, it's rachamecha harabim. Like we say in Al Anisim. Lo azavtam b'midbar, you didn't leave them. Es amud ha'anan lo sarme aleihem b'yomam, you didn't remove the amud hanan, v'amud ha'esh b'layla, you didn't remove that. Ves haderach ha'she yelchuba, v'ruchach ha'atov anasat al askilim, you gave them. Uman cholo manata, you didn't take away the man. even though we didn't deserve it, then you gave them, right, the shoes and our feet. Continuing the history, and we went in, and Sichon, and Og, and all of that was given. And they multiplied their children. You brought them to Eretz Yisrael. And we conquered all of the nations there, the 31 kings. We got the land. We got so many great things. Right, maybe the Medrash says whenever there was saras of a bias, we broke open the bias to find the treasures that they left for us. But what happens in Pasuk Chavav? Va yisbu va yashminu. We were satiated and we became fat. What does that mean? Mitzudas David. Literally, ba'alei basar. The Ebenezer says our heart became fat. Right, like Yeshayahu says, Hashmein leva amazeh. Va yisadnu b'tuvcha gadol, and we had too much. Too much. Vayamru vayimru dubach, and they rebelled. Vayashlichu es taras lachaygav, and they threw away the Torah. Ves neviyecha aragu, and they killed the neviim. Achav killed all the neviim except for the 100 that hid with Ovadia. Yoash had Zechariah Navi killed on Yom Kippur. Remember, and his blood was boiling for hundreds of years until Nevuzradan killed hundreds of thousands of Jews on that spot. Menashe killed, they had his own grandfather killed. Yeshayahu Navi. So, all of these terrible things, and therefore you let our enemies get us. And when we call to you in our tsaris, then you listened again. Back and forth. We couldn't hear, right? But you always had the Rachmanis. Shemayim, but now listen. Give us salvation. I mean, even though we have a Beis HaMikdash, but we're still under Persia. Right, please give us independence. Give us a Beis HaMikdash. And all the time we were warned and we rebelled. Again, emphasizing, we gave Pasuk Chaf Tes a katef soreres. We gave a turn shoulder. And you had such patience. The Nevi'im over and over again. And again, in your great rachamim, you did not allow them to be destroyed. V'lo azavtam kikel rachanun v'rachamata. And now, v'yata alokeinu, hakel agadol agibar v'hanora. Right, the whole phrase. We discussed this a number of times over the past few svarim. The Gemara in Yuma Samach Tes, that this, why were they called Ashek Nes Agadola? Because they brought these four words back. Hakel hagadol agibar v'hanora, they brought that back. Hechzira Torah liyoshna. Shomer abris v'chesed al yimal lefanecha. Is kolat zvah asher misa'asnu. Let it not be minimized, all the tsaris that we've been through. Even though, the Mishmar Zalzav explains, even though it might appear that we're used to it, right? We're not used to it. And ke'ilu it should be the first sara. Ke'ilu, look at it as if the first sara, and for note how painful it is. And take that into account. V'yatat tzadik al kalab aleinu. You are righteous. Yes. Tzidik adin ki emes asisa v'anachne rishanu. Right, we say this in Slichus. Ves malacheinu sareinu kohanenu lo asa torasa. Even our greatest nobles didn't follow the Torah and they left you. But please, Hashem, we want to be your avadim. Even though it's difficult, but please right now, help us. B'tzara gedola anachnu. Give us freedom. Give us the Beis HaMikdash in all its glory. That is what we daven for. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, this is the second of the couple of prakim here of the amazing inspirational gathering and the tshuva movement that was happening at that time.